It's Elise Alley with this week's album Recue, and we're pulling out Bob Dylan's 1964 album, The Times They Are A-Changin'. Dylan's most overtly political album, the songs on here serve as a rallying call for social change. Dylan effectively tackled issues of racism and poverty and eloquently expressed heartbreak too. When it was first released, the anthemic title track galvanized a generation of people to stand up for what was right, and to this very day, it continues to inspire hope and positive change. This album helps tell the American story, the good and the bad. Susan Tedeschi is with me today to talk about this powerful album. Welcome, Susan. Thank you for doing this Dylan deep dive with me. So is this one of your favorite Dylan albums?
Absolutely. You know, it really changed my life because it made me realize that not only is music so beautiful and healing and all these amazing things, but that you can actually not just tell a story, but tell a story that needs to be told so people know the truth about something. And to hear a story that can be very tragic and that maybe we can make some changes. I mean, it's amazing how this record stands up year after year, and especially right now with all of the racial injustice that's going on, as well as environmental problems that we have. You know, the opening song talking about how it's basically going to flood and we're all going to, you know, be realizing that the waters around us have grown. And it's so true. Climate change and sea level rise. I mean, it's like the very first subject. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's such a timeless song, and it continues to take on new meaning for different subjects and different people. It was even used a few years ago at the March for Our Lives rally. Jennifer Hudson sang it with a choir of young students, and they sang with such conviction. They maybe were not familiar with the original, but those words still resonated with them.
Oh, absolutely. And I love that the new generation are getting into Bob Dylan. My daughter personally is 16, and it's one of her favorite artists, and she listens to him every day in the car, along with, like, you know, Harry Styles or whoever she's listening to. She listens to Bob Dylan. So I feel like I did something right.
You sure did. You're such a great guitarist. I would think that you would be more compelled musically by different albums, because this one is, you know, musically kind of sparse, but effective for sure. It's just Dylan on an acoustic guitar and a harmonica in his voice.
Well, I think it's because it reminds me so much of my dad. And actually, my husband's father are both huge Bob Dylan fans. My dad used to go see Dylan all the time at Newport Folk Festival. He even booed him because he was such a force of nature in the image that he was, you know, at the time. You know, I always ask my dad, I'm like, how could you boo him? He was with the band. Like, they're the most amazing band. And he's like, well, no, they were awesome. They sounded great. It wasn't that we booed, because it was literally a sign of the times changing in front of us. And it just felt like he wasn't going to be so much of the political advocate, but more of just like a songwriter, which for them was sad, you know, because they felt like they had a voice in him.
It's true, though. I mean, he would never put out another album that was as political as this one.
Right. I wonder if that has to do with the fact that it's difficult when you talk about difficult issues. There's so much backlash for some of the things that you can say and do. And you know, there's a lot of hate out there in the world, and you don't want to put yourself in danger, but at the same time, you need to speak up, you know? So it's an interesting line that we walk, and I feel like we do that nowadays too. There's a lot of important things to stand up for, but how do you do it in a way that, you know, you don't anger people that are insane and hateful? And how do you do it in a way that's classy? And, you know, it's really just telling a story, you know? So I'm sure he had a lot of pressure in some ways. And maybe he just wasn't inspired in the same way, you know, because music and songwriting is definitely something that, you know, sometimes you don't feel like you're really even in control of. It just kind of comes out of you.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm not Bob Dylan, but I love every song he's pretty much ever written. And he is my number one favorite songwriter. I mean, I love John Prine, and I love Leonard Cohen, and I love Joni Mitchell. And there's so many amazing songwriters. But Bob Dylan, by far, has always been my number one.
What is your favorite song on this album?
The Times Are A-Changin', of course, is such an amazing song, and it's an obvious one. But Only a Pawn in Their Game might be one of my favorites, because it just spoke to the outrage that you feel when injustice happens and there's nothing you can do, you know, and it's just so frustrating. My dad, you know, he would sing a lot of these songs to me. So a lot of them have really, they mean a lot to me. You know, Boots of Spanish Leather. I mean, they're just so descriptive and they make you feel like you're in another place. But I think the harsh reality of somebody like William Zantzinger getting away with murder is something that we have to deal with even to this day. The white privilege is just not, we just can't allow that anymore. You know, it has to be, you know, people need to be held accountable. But there's so much on that record. It's hard to really pick one. And there's so many important stories that he tells.
Can you describe the album's sound or impact in just 6 words?
For me, it was life-changing, thought-provoking, inspirational, and educational.
Susan Tedeschi talking Bob Dylan on this week's Album Recue. Read more on The Times They Are a-Changin' at WFUV.org.